This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Developing Islamic Lifestyle through Shahr Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us of how to shape our lives and develop Islamic lifestyle and viewpoint through the blessings of the blessed month of Ramadan. Let's learn from the best. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "O you people, whoever gives breakfast to a fasting believer in this month, she or he will be having the reward of freeing a slave as well as the forgiveness of his or her previous sins." Look at the incentive, brothers and sisters. You know, for those who are making an effort, and especially the sisters out there, the number of people you are feeding for the breakfast, the suhoor, you know, at the time of the morning prayers or before that. You know, just imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extended. He is extending His incentives for you. You know, how high He is going to reward you for it. The Prophet by then was asked, "What if someone was not able to invite people for the breakfast or the suhoor?" The Prophet replied, "Safeguard yourselves from the fire even with half a date or a glass of drink. Surely Allah will be giving the same reward to those who cannot afford more than this." See how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and how merciful His Prophet is. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. You don't have to, you know, make all those lavish foods for, you know, the people you're feeding. No, it's not that. Sometimes, you know, we make these things very difficult because of our own wrong understanding of what Islam is. You can just keep it simple. Something that you can afford. A glass of water, some salt, a date. You know, help other people break their fast or keep their fast. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing how to develop an Islamic lifestyle through Shahr Ramadan. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "O you people, whoever makes his or her behavior better, he or she will be proceeding easily on the path, the sirat, when many feet will tend to slip." Brothers and sisters, we know that it's not easy to walk on the path, the divine path, the straight path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us. In today's time and age, it seems to be quite difficult. How do you ensure that you walk on that path? How do you ensure that it becomes easier for you to walk on that path? You know, these are the secrets that Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam have informed us about. The Prophet says, "Whoever reduces the chores of those who are working for him or her, Allah will be lightening his or her sinful account." Now, can any one of us ever claim that we have not accounted and amounted any sin in our accounts? No, we have slipped here and there. Most of us have, unfortunately. It's really bad, but how do you make up for it now? Allah, again, out of His endless and limitless mercy, is providing us with an opportunity. And it's not that difficult to do. Don't be mean to that maid working in your kitchen or in your house. Don't be mean to the gardener who is, you know, helping you maintain your garden, to your driver who's maintaining the car and driving you around. You know, these are the things that are not that difficult to do. Just don't be rude and mean. Don't insult them. Respect them. Value them. Right? And Allah will lighten the burden of your sins. Whoever restrains his or her devils from others, Allah will restrain his anger from him or her in the hereafter. Whoever cuts off his or her relations with his or her relatives, Allah will cut off his blessings from him or her in the hereafter. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.